Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One man they've been linked to then is Chelsea's Mason Mount. Neil, you wrote an article the other day for Goal, or put out rather. Just want to pick your brains on that one, really. Can I start, if you don't mind? I'm going to old Paxman drill yet, if you don't mind. I'm not really. I don't think I'm capable of that one. You know, sources tell Goal at the Redswood they'll put up to talks over a possible move for Mason Mount, and they will be willing to and able to meet the player's salary demands. That's the starting point for me on this one. There's wheels turning already. There's things are in motion. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, he's appointed a new agent, which is usually a precursor to he wants the agent to do something, i.e. a new contract or a transfer. About to enter the final year of his contract at Chelsea. There's no real progress been made on an extension. So he's given thought to his next move, and Chelsea are in a position. I mean, we're talking about Liverpool missing out the Champions League. Chelsea are further back than Liverpool. They're not going to be playing Champions League unless they pull off a miracle, which I suppose in Chelsea's case is possible, given Roberto Di Matteo and Thomas Tuchel have won it in the past, you know, and pretty short-term appointments. They're not going to be playing the Champions League, so they are going to be in a position where they're going to have to do some book balancing. They've spent an awful lot of money. They've brought in an awful lot of players. And there are players now that are going to have to leave the club. And I think, I mean, we're going to talk about another one. I think, you know, another Chelsea homegrown midfielder that might be in that list. But there's a lot of players: Christian Pulisic, Hakim Ziyech, Mason Mount. I'm sure there'll be some of the raft of sort of wide and forward players that they'll be looking to offload. And that means that there's a possibility, a strong possibility, I think, that Mount leaves the club in the summer. So, of course, the clubs that want to sign him or would be interested in signing him, Liverpool are one, will have already put in some groundwork and tested the water. They have to find out, well, what's he after? What's his situation in Chelsea? Why is he wanting to leave Chelsea? Okay, he wants this kind of appreciation, salary, length of contract. And the word is that the feedback that's come back is not a case of, no, I've got no chance of signing this player, or no, he's desperate to sign his new contract, or no, he's got no interest in moving to a Premier League rival, or those kind of things. It's all, you know, positive, if you want to call it that. Doesn't mean Liverpool will sign him, doesn't mean that they're sort of going to push the boat out and spend £80 million or whatever Chelsea were suggesting might be an asking price, but it does mean that if there's an opportunity to sign him, then I think Liverpool will be pretty much, you know, at the front of the queue or close to it.
Yeah, because you mentioned here, obviously United's been linked with him, Thomas Tuchel, Bayern Munich as mm-hmm. well, so there's no indication at this stage, like, of anyone who's, like, you mentioned before, like, at the front of the queue, like, on Mason's his preference of what he wants to do. It looks like he wants to leave, you'd think, given what's been reported, but there's no ideal destination so far. It's just wait and see kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think City were also sort of tentatively linked somewhere down the line. I mean, you know, it would be a big move for someone like Mason Mount to join Bayern Munich, wouldn't it? You know, that would be a sort of I think that would be the surprise move of all of this. The rest, you sort of see, well, yeah, okay, that would be one. You know, you've seen last summer with Chelsea buying Raheem Sterling, that, you know, I think you get and Gabriel Jesus and Zinchenko, that I think Premier League clubs are getting a little bit more sort of the head around the fact that the way the financial world is in football, we're going to have to start dealing with our rival clubs. You know, we can't just sort of say, no, no, he's not joining another top six club, or he's not joining another London club or whatever. If you want to get rid of a player, the chances are you're going to have to sell him to a Premier League player or a select few European clubs. So I think that changes the landscape a little bit and makes it, you know, more likely that you'll see a player like Mason Mount go into another Premier League club, where maybe 5 years ago, maybe longer, that would be off the table. You know, the idea that they would sell a homegrown player to Arsenal or Liverpool or Manchester City would probably, you know, it wouldn't happen. You know, they've got obviously other players, I think, that are being linked. Like I say, Ben Chilwell's one that's, I think, pretty high on Manchester City's list. You've got Reece James, there's a lot of links with him, maybe Real Madrid. And they've still got to do stuff as well. They are, after all, at 11th in the Premier League table. You'd expect them, despite everything they've spent, you'd expect them to be going and trying to buy a few players. I think they've got Nkunku coming in from Leipzig. I'm sure they'll buy others. I mean, they're going to have to buy a goalkeeper, I think. So I think there'll be a lot of changes going on at Chelsea in the summer, as ever, with the manager included. I think we might see Mount be one of the sort of the higher profile victims, if you want to call it that, of the churn.
Yeah, and moving on into, from a Liverpool point of view, my guess is, like, we're talking about the midfield rebuild. That makes it easier if you're Mason Mount, I suppose, because, like, he's going to want to go somewhere and play.
Yeah.
You know, he plays for England, so yeah. You're looking at players who go, I can't afford to go somewhere and not play. Like, yeah. And at the moment, I mean, people might have doubts about Mason Mount, but he walks into Liverpool's team. At the moment, and to be fair, he'd be in that midfield more often than he wouldn't. And as you mentioned in the report, caveat this with he's just been injured, but more often than not, he's been very available for Chelsea a lot of the time. He can do a lot of roles. I can see why Liverpool and Jürgen Klopp, they've been interested for a long time. And I thought it was interesting that Jürgen referenced them as Mason. And
I noticed that
as well. But like,
he's done that a few times, hasn't he?
It makes sense why Liverpool want him.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's not someone, I don't think, who's got a wide sort of fan base or appreciation within the game. Even at Chelsea, really, there's a bit of a mixed, you know, feeling. He feels like more of a sort of an inside the industry player, you know, people rate him, managers and coaches, and maybe sort of, you know, real deeper observers. He does a lot of things well. Yeah, you have to caveat that again with not necessarily this season. He's had a bit of a struggle, but you look last season, double figures for goals and assists. You know, player of the season 2 years running at Chelsea in a season where 1 year they won the Champions League, 1 year they reached both domestic cup finals and you know, last stages of the Champions League. So he's not just getting it because it's not in a season like this that he's getting player of the year where everyone's been rubbish. You know, he's obviously played pretty regularly for a team that's been doing well, and he's won the player of the year award twice. I think Hazard was the last player to do that, so he's in decent company there. I think, yeah, he walks into Liverpool's midfield. Well, hopefully he runs into Liverpool's midfield, to be fair.
The last thing we need
is someone walking into that midfield. But, he strengthens immediately. This isn't a player, you know, like, sometimes you look at players like Ross Barkley, for example, going to Chelsea, or Jack Rodwell going to Manchester City. I'm going to pick two Everton lads there. But, you know, Scott Parker, when he joined Chelsea, you were thinking, oh, that's a decent move for you, but you're going to have to get used to sort of being in and out. And in the end, it affects their career, doesn't it? You know, in the sense of you sort of commit to that. You know, I think Steve Sidwell was another one. I remember him sort of being a highly rated player, and then he goes to Chelsea for, you know, understandable reasons. But by the time he comes out of Chelsea, he's never, ever quite going to get to that same level. I think Mason Mount coming to Liverpool is a player coming to immediately go into the first 11 of a good side, you know, or an ambitious side and a top side. So I don't have any problems with that. I think, like you say, the availability is huge, isn't it? You know, I know you can't predict. You know, I think, look at Sadio Mane, Gini Wijnaldum, since they've left Liverpool, you would have said when they were leaving, wow, they're always fit, and they've broken down, both of them, you know, immediately after leaving Liverpool or very soon after. So you can't always hang your hat on it, but it does give you good sort of omens when a player's playing 50 games. I think it's three seasons in a row he played 50 games or very close to. You know, he's on 32, I think, already this season. So potentially, you know, going a plus 40. I know he was on the bench, wasn't he, on Tuesday. Didn't come on. I think, yeah, that was, I think the intro of my piece actually talks about sort of body language experts and things like that. And I think that would have been interesting seeing him come on. I could imagine Jürgen giving him a little fist bump on the side before he came on. So I think there are a lot. I think it makes sense for Liverpool. I'm not sure it makes sense for Chelsea personally, and besides the financial and maybe the, you know, the sort of, if the player has just made it clear that he wants to leave, then yeah, it makes sense. But I think it's sort of a little bit typical of Chelsea that they're always pursuing the new thing, the next thing, and maybe sometimes they don't look at what they've already got. And you look at some of the players they've let go, you know, Tammy Abraham being probably a good example. I think he'd be quite useful for them at this moment in time. You look at Lukaku, you know, they're desperate for a centre forward. They'd rather go and pursue sort of a new shiny new signing rather than maybe persist and use it. I mean, you look at the manager situation, you look at Thomas Tuchel, you know, going to be managing the Champions League, and Chelsea are going to be putting Frank Lampard on the touchline by the looks of things. So I think it's something that Liverpool can benefit from. You know, the way that Chelsea are a little bit of a differently run club, they have a different sort of priorities. I think Liverpool might be in a position, or should be in a position, where they can take advantage of that in the summer.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah, like you say, the talks are going, so we'll see how that one pans out. Before we move on, from Mount, got a question from the Discord from Dobby Home, who says, do you think this Lampard appointment, if it happens at Chelsea, damages the chances of him? Because we've spoke a lot about Mason Mount in the past, and Frank Lampard loved him. He picked him every time, as often as he could, both at Derby and Chelsea. Now, it's worth noting, as it stands, Frank Lampard's going to be an interim manager, so I don't know how much that holds in the future. But he's, you know, if he wasn't in the team, you wouldn't be shocked if Lampard gets him straight back in the team away, because he does love him. Does that have any impact on this at all? Is there even a chance that, you know, he stays at Chelsea at this point? I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't be hanging anything on Mason Mount signing a long-term contract because Frank Lampard's the manager of Chelsea. Even if Frank Lampard wins all these games, wins the Champions League, gets his new contract, the expectation or the chances are he's not the manager in 12 months' time, because that's just how Chelsea is. And without being cruel, that it's Frank Lampard. You know, he would have to do something that we've never seen him do to earn that sort of long-term thing. You know, he would have to solve some pretty big issues that have arisen in his managerial career if he was to spend any length of time at Chelsea. He's obviously got a chance now. And I think you're right. I think Mason Mount will probably be in the team immediately, you know, if he's available and fit. But if you were advising Mason Mount, I wouldn't tie my future to Frank Lampard's at Chelsea. I wouldn't tie my future to any manager at Chelsea. You know, it would have to be right for the club, right for him, and based on that, you couldn't you couldn't say, oh no, because this manager's in charge of Chelsea, because unfortunately, truly, the chances are that the manager won't be there. You'll outlive the manager if you're on a 3-4 year contract. So yeah, I think it might help Mount in the sense of getting him back to some kind of form. I wouldn't be at all surprised if you see him, as I say, playing a lot of games, maybe looking a little bit sharper and you know, enjoying his football a bit more than maybe he has, being a more central figure. But I don't think it will change too much by way of that. And also I can't think, you know, Frank Lampard's going to come in for the last 12 games and say, right, I've got my list of demands. First and foremost, we'd have to give him a new contract. You know, I don't think he's got that kind of power. You know, I don't know Frank, but I would imagine he can't believe his luck, and I would imagine that he would do pretty much anything he was told in the next few months, weeks, because you know he's got an opportunity that he hasn't earned and didn't expect, but now has to try and take.
Yeah, you know, so just to wrap up the Mount stuff, then it's just something to keep an eye on really over the next few weeks, see what comes of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's clear that he's a player that is going to be available and plays in a position that Liverpool needs and potentially is within Liverpool's arch in terms of finances and availability. So, yeah, I'd keep an eye on it and, you know, let's see how he plays in the next few weeks. You know, get him on the pitch first and foremost.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that clip from our Journo Inside show with Neil Jones. Yeah, Neil going more in depth on his exclusive report about Liverpool's interest in Mason Mount. If you want to watch the entire show on video format or indeed listen to it as a podcast, head on over to redmenplus.com and I've got a special offer code for you. If you go over to redmenplus.com, sign up as a monthly club captain and enter the code Journo, JOURNO, on the payment screen. Rather than paying a fiver a month for the first 3 months, you'll pay 99p a month for the first 3 months. Yeah, an absolute bargain. Redmenplus.com, monthly club captain, code Journo, 99p a month for the first 3 months. Go and check out the entire conversation. We spoke about Alexis McAllister. We spoke about Kim. We spoke about Lindstrom. We spoke about Conor Gallagher. It is a transfer pack show. Go and check it out on redmenplus.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.